Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We always talk about the process, and look, you can look around the league and look at what we would call established coaches at this current time, but there was a time in their career early on where they probably were getting killed too. I think about, you know, Dan Campbell, I think about Shanahan, I think about all those guys that had to weather the storm, and that's what we'll do. And it starts with me. I'll weather the storm. You can write whatever you want. That's your job, and I understand it. I used to work in media. I understand that you guys have a job to do, and you know, I ignore the noise, and my responsibility is to put a winning team together, not only for now, but also
with Gerard Mayo with some thoughts on the media. You took some of that as maybe a little tiny shot at Bill Belichick, who fired a missive of his own over at the Patriots this past weekend.
Okay, so I want to be clear with all this. A, I don't know that Bill was going that hard at Gerard Mayo when he said, I don't even know what the plan is. So I get like, I don't know that he meant that as a shot or just I literally don't know the plan.
It was probably the most critical thing he said that I've heard him say about anyone so far.
Yes, but also
I don't know what it is.
He went after Ryan Poles. He said this is what happens when you build a team and just get receivers and a quarterback or something like I don't know how that like he went after
yeah,
Ryan
okay,
Poles.
Yeah, okay, you're right about
Bears
that.
Pretty
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, all right.
But just the fact that he chose not to talk about
it's
the
up
Patriots,
there though. It's up there among the
it's up there
critical.
But just talking about the Patriots is up there because he waited until they had lost three straight and got embarrassed twice on the road. He didn't talk anything about them when Gerard Mayo was getting a Gatorade shower for upsetting the Bengals on opening day. Right? Funny how that slipped his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill was being critical of the Patriots and seemingly choosing to do so like with some intent there. And maybe Gerard is like, I hear you. I see you. You got a job to do. That's fine. I've been in the media. And I do think Gerard, you know, we talked about it earlier. He was on Quick Slants with Curran. We forgot to ask about it.
Right.
You jackal.
I know. I did forget
that. That was your job.
Well, we had so many other important things to get to.
Was it that good an interview?
I thought so.
I didn't.
I thought it was one of the best of all time.
Yeah. I didn't think it was great, actually.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I actually got very confused in the X's and the Y's.
Which X's
I think,
and Y's?
Well, his... Basically saying when they're six games below 500 and he started
oh, that
with X.
Part, yes.
The formula.
That was
I think he
confusing.
Got confused midway through and regretted the way he said it.
Yeah,
he
simply
all he had to say was six games under 500.
Absolutely.
He's like, if X is Gerard Mayo and Y is losses. And
somewhere his algebra teacher is like, shut up, Tom. you're making me look bad. It was a long time ago, but you're making me look bad.
Everybody up at Southern New Hampshire is like,
Is that where he went?
I think so.
No,
St. Anselm.
St. Anselm.
St. Anselm. That's what it is.
So I do think Bill is being critical, and I do think you can see, like, is he talking back to any critics in the media, whether it's Bill, whether it's teammates, anybody. And I do think Gerard, as much as he hasn't done a ton of media, if you do quick slants every week, there is that production meeting where it's like, okay, what are we talking about? You know, Stevenson, what are we going to talk about, Steven? The fumbles. Like, he understands that there's a back and a forth and the talking points and the negatives and the positives, and that's part of building out a show. It can't just be, well, they have a plan. Well, what are we going to do for the other 29 minutes and 47 seconds if we just say they have a plan? Like, you have to debate these things. You know, I always remember Bill O'Brien, when he was with Houston, he used to tell us that his kids like to watch Patriots Football Weekly TV, and they would joke about how Paul Perillo and I would fight every week. There was a point-counterpoint segment, and he's like, the team's 11-1, and you idiots find something to fight about every week. Yeah, because the segment has to go on every week.
It's a radio show.
You have to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Gerard gets that part of it, and that we are going to microanalyze everything, and we're going to look at the here and now and not necessarily the big picture. Although I do think a lot of people are looking at the big picture. A lot of people are falling in line with what he wants them to fall in line with.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking long-term, and we have
look to look at your poll results.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I don't think it's actually as harsh and as critical as it could be and might otherwise be. And he's getting some benefit of the doubt. But also, comparing himself to the 49ers and Shanahan or the Lions and Campbell, Campbell was basically mocked because he was a meathead.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they doubted the plan necessarily. They thought
they
this
fired
guy's
someone
a whack
in
job.
Miami first and brought him. He was an interim coach there, right?
Yes. I think he was the tight ends coach.
Okay.
But he was a meathead. Like the first view and hearing of him, you know, was biting of ass cheeks and kneecaps and all of those things.
And he looks like a meathead.
Did you notice Alex Van Pelt dabbled there quick today? Did you hear him when he said, they asked about David Andrews and whether Nick Leverett can replace him?
Oh, and he's a biter or whatever, yeah.
No. But he said, you're not going to fill those shoes with one foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is that a common phrase?
I've never heard that one.
Okay, before. I haven't either.
Sounds like something you'd read in a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
You know?
And it feels like a shot at Nick Leverett.
Confucius say.
Yes.
You can't
man who go to bed with itchy bum.
Right, yeah. Something like that.
Like, was it a shot at Nick Leverett, too? Like, we only got one foot here, not two anymore.
Yeah, probably.
I didn't even really get it.
It was probably a shot at Nick Leverett, but also just in general, like, we have backups and practice squatters, and that's all we have to replace the guy. If they had Ted Karras still on the team, they wouldn't be saying that. Right? If Ted Karras was
probably
still on the
not.
Team, they wouldn't be like, oh, well, there's no way we can replace David Andrews. We say we have a lot of confidence in Ted. He's been here a while, and we're just going to slot him in and go forward.
But it was
and we
also,
hope David comes back soon.
Because Bill used to always say, like, no one guy is going to replace X, whoever the player is. But I don't feel like you can say that about a center. Like, he has one job. He's in the center of the line. He makes the calls, and then he blocks somebody.
Right.
So one guy literally has to replace that, and it's Nick Leverett.
Yeah.
And Alex Van Pelt chose to say, yeah, you know, no one foot is going to replace those two shoes or whatever the hell he said. But no, I do think Mayo is hearing everything, is responding in a way to everything while saying he's not going to respond to it, basically.
Yeah.
We block
out the noise. You do not block out the noise.
No.
You hear all the noise.
Especially now.
You sort of welcome the noise. Like, he welcomes the
noise.
As
you should.
Yeah. You know, like, I know what you guys are all saying. We hear it all. We know that you do the media and you have a job to do, which in some way, if you're one of these athletes, you probably should tune us out a little bit, you know?
Like, oh, yeah.
You don't need to hang on our every word. We're doing this for the fans who come to watch you. We're not necessarily. Our show is not to provide the team and the players with in-depth analysis of what they, you know what I mean?
Like, motivation.
We'll give our take and opinion. We're not here to motivate you. Right. We're not here to tell you what to do and how to win and what routes to run and all that stuff. Like, we don't know that.
But that said, people hear it. And people are motivated by it.
Right.
I mean, hell, I know it's a little bit different, but Jeremy Swayman has been tucking away everything that he heard in that arbitration hearing for a year and a half now.
True.
Didn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, when you hear things, sometimes they do stick.
Yeah.
And
sometimes people use that for motivation, you know, like, oh, they don't believe in me. I'm going to go out there and be better. It's beyond motivation with him now at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's whole
psychotic.
New, right. It's this whole new level of, like, feeling slighted.
Yes.
And, you know, my own team, and I'm going to get them back and whatever. It's not like I'm going to show that scout back in high school that he was wrong. Like, this is different. What
it's
we're
like
with him.
The Brady six. Remember when he cries because he doesn't get drafted? This is with Swayman. I feel like he's doing that, but it's his own team that doesn't believe in him. Brady was mad at the rest of the league for not drafting him and thinking all these other guys are better for him. So that's a different road we could go down, is like this irreparable damage to the relationship.
Real quick, Dan Campbell came in when Joe Philbin got fired.
Yep, Mr. Nice Guy.
And then they moved on from him and hired Adam Gase.
Ooh, that didn't work.
That is quite a sandwich to be in the meat in right there. Joe Philbin, you came in to replace, and they said, "Now we're good. We got Adam Gase coming in here, buddy. We don't need you." And then he goes off, and now he's one of the best coaches of the best team in the league. How about that?
What that is a very good example of. If I were going to compare anything between Gerard Mayo and Dan Campbell, for Gerard Mayo, do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell's a hardo.
Yep.
Dan Campbell's a whack job. Dan Campbell, what do they say? He drinks like 8 cups of coffee a day or something.
I didn't know that.
He's all hopped up on caffeine all day long, which
eight
he looks
cups
like.
Of he's probably taking a lot of dumps. Yeah. 8 cups of coffee, that's a lot of dumps right there.
This is where he gets weird.
Whatever, it's true. Hour. Don't act like it isn't. 8 cups of
but
coffee.
But at some point,
on.
You're
that
done.
That gets your system going.
Yeah, but at some point, you're done.
Yeah.
At some point, you're empty.
Yeah, it's
right?
True.
I don't know how many times you keep. Now you're just peeing
all the
time.
I bet he's eating a lot.
Yeah, he probably is.
Seems like a guy with a big appetite.
Yes, he does. But yeah. If I'm Gerard Mayo, that's the comp I want to make with Dan Campbell. Not mm-hmm. that they question Dan Campbell and you're questioning me and I'm going to show to you that I'm good. No. The comp should be you're questioning my style. People are mocking my player-friendly, open culture and corporate lingo and collaboration. No, that's me. And I think it's going to work. And damn it, you're going to find out in a year or two if it works.
What do you think Gerard Mayo's done well so far? We're 4 games in, and let's count the offseason, everything since he got hired in the Young Thunder press conference. What's he done well?
That
was a Tommy Curran pregnant pause right there.
Yeah, I'm going to be pregnant. I'm going to see it to term. I'm going to give birth, and I'm going to raise the damn kid because you put me on the spot there, and I don't know. I would have said in snapshots, like week one,
mm-hmm.
prepared his team for the season.
Conditioning.
Like they were conditioned, they tackled, they were ready to play.
Fundamentals,
now,
that sort of stuff.
Now, whether that was a false hope because you played in the preseason and you just, like, you were the gym hero, like you tried harder in mm-hmm. the preseason, so you were more ready for week one.
Yeah.
Was that good? For week one, it was.
Week one, it was great.
Yeah, like, so I think
week one, we were riding high.
He got his team ready physically and preparation-wise for week one.
Okay.
That's what he's done well.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.